Hey, what's up? This is Kristen.
And this is Aaron.
And this is the Big Screen Breakdown.
We are going to start having some fun here and kind of catching some movies every now and then and do an Aaron and Kristen flavor review of those movies. And we went on this past Sunday to watch Send Help, starring Rachel McAdams and Dylan O'Brien.
Is it Dylan O'Brien? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I saw the previews and everything for this, and I was like, man, this looks like it could be good. What's going to happen?
Yeah, like you don't know
what
kind of movie it's going to be.
So I enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it.
There were some jump scares. Like, we were watching this, and there were a couple times where I grabbed Kristen's arm. Like, oh, my God, like something popped out.
It was surprisingly a little bit funny, too.
Yeah, there were definitely some funny moments. If you haven't seen the previews for this, just kind of a short background of it is Rachel McAdams plays this kind of quiet, backward girl in this big corporation, and she seemingly is a hard worker
and very smart.
The CEO of the company passes away, and the son gets handed down to his, the company gets handed down to his son, who just kind of comes in on a whim and is just arrogant, gives away a job position that she was promised to her by his father, gave it to one of his frat bros
like his best friend from college
and just kind of told her she wasn't really executive material, and people kind of made fun of her behind her back because she was so quiet and like I said,
awkward.
You know, kind of awkward and everything. So that's kind of the backstory. And obviously this isn't giving anything away because in the preview it shows, you know,
they get in a plane
for a business trip, and there's a crash, and they get deserted on an island.
Yeah. But Rachel McAdams' character, Linda Little?
Yeah.
She's amazing. Like, if you were to get stranded on a deserted island from a plane crash, she would be someone you'd want on your team. Because she kept them going.
Yeah. It was really good. Mm-hmm. It had some twists and turns that
the jump scares, and then it had a lot of...
It had a bunch of crazy moments. Like... You know, and it's one of those things nowadays where people watch trailers and you think like, oh, they give so much away in the trailers. But there were a lot of things where I was like, whoa, did not see that coming.
It was like the trailer was like misleading, but not misleading.
Yes.
There's like so much more to it.
Yes. Like, it was really good. Like, I enjoyed it. I thought it was just like a fun Sunday afternoon movie. It wasn't like... super scary. It was
not stressful.
Yeah, but there were some. It was very enjoyable, but it was suspenseful though. You're like, what's going on?
Definitely kept your attention.
Yeah. Yes, you had to pay attention for sure. And I mean, no spoilers, but man, it just was like, whoa.
Yeah.
After it was over, I was like,
couldn't guess where it was going to go.
There was no. I've got this figured out. I know what's going to happen.
Nope.
It was crazy.
Nope.
Definitely one to watch.
It was, it's very good.
Very good.
Yeah, Send Help with
Send
Rachel
McAdams.
You know, and...
She's kind of in a role that she's not normally in.
No, because she's usually this, you know, all done up, beautiful leading lady. And then this one, she's just, frumpy and
her posture's
bad. Like she's almost like she wants to be invisible, but not. I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
Keeps to herself. But
and it's like we said, there are definitely some funny moments where her awkwardness shows in her character.
But she seems like such a nice person.
Yes.
At first.
But no, it's a great movie. I probably say we're going to start these on like a 5-star scale. I'm going to give it like a solid 3.9.
Okay.
Well, I
posted it on my Insta story as an 8.5 out of 10.
Okay. So
yeah.
Okay. So if we're going
to
go on a 10 star scale, then that would probably,
yeah.
I mean, it was a fun little afternoon movie that just like, that one, I think I'll go watch that one.
Yeah, and like when you think about it, you think of it like fondly, not like, oh my gosh, someone's gonna jump out of my shower and murder
me. Yeah, it's not scary like that, no. But it definitely has some good twists and turns. pay attention because you will. There were a couple times where I was just kind of jumped out of my seat, like something caught me off guard by surprise. So it's definitely one of those.
Really worth going to see at the theater.
Definitely.
For sure. And everybody should go to the theater anyway because the theater is so much fun.
Yes. And like, you can go watch movies. Like, get your snacks. We'll have to figure out what movie we're going to watch next. I really think that...
trying to think of what's coming out.
Wuthering Heights is one that we both really just want to watch, but it's gonna be so good. It's
devastatingly romantic.
It is.
And I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah. And maybe that's more for you and your husband, just by yourselves. I don't know.
He would be like, why'd you drag me to this?
So maybe not. I don't know.
That's not up his alley.
Right. But I love going to the movies. Going to the movies too is fun.
I love it. I went not too long ago alone, and I was one of those that I'm scared to go by myself and stuff like that. I really enjoyed going alone.
I've gone to the movies by myself a couple of times.
It's
just because
so nice.
Yeah.
It really is. It was nothing to be.
I could get up there on time. I didn't have to I like to get there.
Yes.
And even though the previews just take so long, when you've got good previews, I like to see what's coming.
Wait, so you do like the previews?
I do. Oh, I do too.
I love the previews. Not so much the stuff before the previews, the little commercials.
Give me the good 5 or 6 movie previews in front of a movie because I need to know what's going to be happening.
Yes.
As we say that, I don't remember what previews were in front of this show.
I was just about to say that. I was like, what previews were before this movie?
I don't even remember. They must not have been anything that we had super big interest in. But
I know, because usually I'd lean over to Chris and be like, I want to see that.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't remember. So next time we'll have to take notes on the previews for sure. So this is Aaron.
And this is Kristen.
And this is the Big Screen Breakdown with Cromwell Media.